turn on push notifications on your OTB Sports app now.
Sorry, is that it? I'm here in, I'm mid-rant at the moment.
We were deep in conversation there for
a while. Is that it? Sorry, that is it. Sorry, okay.
Oh, sorry Today about that. FM sorry, weather.
Consider Zurich for your home and car insurance. Visit zurich.ie.
Sorry for interrupting you there, Ray. Mainly dry today with sunny spells, highs of 14 to 18 degrees. Today FM News, more 3. Hit the button.
I was, do you know what I was ranting about? I was like, how come, why is it weird to be normal? Uh-huh. Why is it weird to be just boring and ordinary?
Are you talking about it in a showbiz sense?
In like a showbiz sense,
there's not many normal celebrities.
It's just like, whatever happened to just being boring?
Yeah.
Do you know, like, two kids hate the commute, getting the train or the bus in and out.
Well, what kind of person wants to be in the public eye, Ray? What kind of person wants to be in the spotlight
oddballs.
All the time? Exactly.
I'm an oddball, but I'm an oddball for the 2.5 hours I'm on the radio. Mm. Then I just go back into my shell again and just crawl back into normality, into just back into boring normalness. I'm on a diet and I hate myself.
All of these other celebrities with all their skeletons, it's weird.
It is strange. Apropos of nothing, we were just talking about that off the air.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon.
On Today FM.
Just don't go on Twitter, that's all I'm saying. It's all over Twitter. There's nothing about my weird life on Twitter.
Do you have a weird life?
No, I don't. And that should be celebrated. Just should be like, you know what? Ray Foley, he's not weird at all, really. That should be... I should be congratulated for not being an absolute weirdo.
You don't have a raft of criminal convictions that nobody knows about.
Nothing.
No.
Not yet, anyway. Soft launch day 251. Would you do me a favour and say hi to Gillian McGrath?
Hello, Gillian.
Gillian sent me a video of her dog. I think it's Jay. It could be Che. Jay or Che. And Gillian was looking at my stories and the dog comes over to her and he or she, I don't mean to misgender the dog.
Don't do it, Ray.
The dog is standing right in front of her. The most beautiful, I'm guessing a German shepherd, but like a shepherd of some kind.
You don't know if it's German or not, Ray. You can't do that either.
Do you know what? Yeah, it's a minefield. There I am now. There I am. There's my cancellation. It could be an Austrian shepherd, for all I know. What other kind of shepherds are there? I've got a thing about shepherds.
Oh, yeah. Like the dogs.
Yeah. Not the wise men and the other lads who showed up to the nativity. I'll get into my shepherd's thing later, but this beautiful dog, beautiful, big, gorgeous dog, Jay, comes over and he's just staring at her while Gillian is looking at my stupid Instagram stories on the gram. Have a listen.
Hey, I'm trying to watch your stories here, but someone is having none of it. What's up? Do you want all the attention? You don't want me? Do you think I listen to Ray enough? I don't need to be watching his posts and stuff. Is that it? Okay, fine. I won't listen to Ray. Sorry. Apologies, Ray. I can't be listening to
it's
you.
It's all right.
Someone else needs the attention. Jay, whisper.
Listen to this. This is amazing, right? She's got the dog to do a whisper. Like, instead of doing the big loud... Well, where was that? It was over here, was it? Oh, my God, what a gorgeous dog! I want a real dog. I hate my dog. My dog thinks he's a cat. He's horrible. I'd love a real big dog like these shepherds. I would just love one. This is my shepherd's thing. Anyway, sorry. So she's trained the dog to whisper bark.
Jay, whisper.
Okay, soft launch day 251. Let's rock and roll.
Today FM's
21,800. It's just a shame we can't use all of the voice notes that we got in
every time you get pink.
We just pick one at random.
Thanks for taking part in the show. He's gone.
Do you know what, though? I have to say thank you so much. I mean, the second. I mean, it's just the first couple of bars even of Pink and Trust Fall, and they start flooding in the falls. It's ridiculous. This little bit here. I think once it starts in earnest, once it gets into... Skim on to the end there. Here we go. What if we just... You're taking the mickey now. Gang's all here. Good afternoon. That was Cahill, was it?
Yeah.
Love to Cahill this afternoon. Keeping himself busy. Kyle's over there. Kyle, handing over to you.
Oh.
And to everyone else who sent in a fall as well on the voice notes. We appreciate it. We love the engagement. We love the interaction. And we love that you're in on the joke as much as we are. A great song, I'm sure you'll agree, a great song, made even better with the involvement of our listeners. You beautiful fools, we love you. It was Jay, as it turns out, as well. This is Gillian McGrath's dog, Jay, and his gorgeous...
Oh, he's beautiful. He's a beauty.
And he is a he. I didn't misgender him.
You're beautiful, aren't you gorgeous? Aren't you gorgeous? Yes, you are.
Jay, whisper.
Yeah, Gillian was back on 0874 100102. Gillian!
All right, thank you so much for giving Jay a shout out. Yes, he is a male. He'll be 2 next month and he is the bestest boy. Thanks so much, you've made my day.
Gillian, that's what we're here for. We're here for making your day. No matter how miserable we are, no matter how miserable I am, it's all about spreading joy. Actually, we haven't used the joy spreader in a while either.
That's true, actually, yeah.
If you want us to fire off the joy spreader, if you need a bit of joy in your life for a Tuesday. You know this statistic that Tuesdays are worse, moody Tuesdays. Tuesdays are worse than Mondays. I disagree, I have to say. I don't mind Tuesdays because I have this... I've talked about this before, this psychotic thing about Tuesdays actually... Once you wake up on a Tuesday morning, you're like, that's great, this is great. Short week now. It's like, Monday's out of the way. Now, just treat it as if it's a short week.
Yeah, Tuesday is practically Wednesday, which is already Thursday.
Just reset.
And then that's Friday.
Yeah, it's a short week now. So once it's Tuesday, it's a short week. It's like, you're on the first day after a bank holiday Monday, even though you weren't off yesterday. It's insane.
It's one of your coping mechanisms.
It's the only way I can manage, though, guys. It's the only way I can manage. The other thing I was saying about shepherds as well, and if any shepherds could clear this up for me, not shepherds, but shepherd owners, I don't think the dog's going to be texting in. Hey, Jay, you're not going to be texting in or anything, are you?
No.
No, man, I didn't think so. I'd love a shepherd, but I think that other people would be scared of them. They're supposed to be wonderful, gorgeous, affectionate, loving, cuddly, great family dogs. But they're a big, scary-looking dog. And I think that other people, if you take your dog for a walk or anything like that, that other people... Like, we used to have a fairly big dog before, Izzy, and people would pick up their little dogs, their little Bichon Frise or Shih Tzus.
Excuse me?
Shih Tzus.
Okay.
Sorry, Bichon Frise?
You never hear a Shih Tzu mixed with any other breed, do you? Like, you never hear of a Shih Shepherd.
You don't... Or a Shih Tzu.
Or a Shepherd Shits.
Well, I'm sure they do. But
you don't, though.
In privacy. Or a Shih Tzu mixed with a poodle. That'd be a Shih Poo.
You're 42 and I'm going on 44. just to be clear.
Kyle? Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And you know, they'll still put the money into our account at the end of the month. It's ridiculous. This is Today FM. They'll do the roll call after Franz Ferdinand. On Today FM. Spaniel. It's Cocker Spaniel mixed with a poodle. And that's called a cockapoo then. Today FM playing the music you love, Franz Ferdinand and Take Me Out. Good afternoon, Ireland. Ray Foley in and on. And there's Jay. Actually, let's do a roll call. Ray Foley here, JP.
On
Sean Deed. And your texts and your WhatsApps. You win, you out. 0874-100-102. What's Ireland talking about today? What's going on with you today, actually? I'm sick of talking about my life. What's going on in your life? 0874-100-102. German Shepherds are all well and good until you're trying to drop off a package at a house from Jimmy the Postie. Yeah, but then all dogs bark at you, like.
Yeah, but aren't German Shepherds the dog of choice for canine units? So when they're looking to take down the bad guys, they go German Shepherd.
This is my concern generally with the German Shepherd, is they're a scary looking dog. They're a lovely, loving breed by all accounts. But it is the other people's reaction. Other people looking at the dog and going, oh, that's a very scary looking dog. On show, Ray, also, by the way, Jimmy the Postie, you're talking about people then that are stupid with their dogs. I mean, lock the dog in the kitchen before. I know they don't, but in our house, we've got a dog like he's the size of a shoebox.
Okay.
He goes nuts when someone's delivering something to the door. But hey, we do this funny thing. We put him in the kitchen and close the kitchen door just while we answer the door. On show, Ray, having a great Tuesday. After teaching my first class in Fit Lane in Galway yesterday. Love the show. Hey, from Gráinne. So you're all fit at teaching your first Fit Lane class. Well done. A teacher, an instructor, a supervisor. Petition to have today changed to Thursday. I'm 100% done with work for the week from Anne-Marie. Anne-Marie, that's not going to work. But if you use my life hack and call it a short week, I think you'll find you'll be much more optimistic about the week ahead. Ray, give a shout out to the staff member in Deals I saw this morning who didn't snap at a customer who refused to end an AirPod phone call while paying at the till, which led to the staff member having to repeat herself like 5 times. Scaldy behaviour from Jess in Dublin. Anyone on the headphones or holding up the phone chatting away while you're also dealing with the person behind the camera? No, you're barred.
Pause the conversation.
Self-service. Hey, yeah. We've got self-service tills. Get over there. Sorry, you're staying on that call, are you? Get over there. Someone needs to be there. A member of staff needs to be standing there. So you're on. Sorry, are you on a call there? Sorry, sorry to interrupt. Are you on a call? Yeah, you can go over there to the self-service there. Or you can just leave your stuff and just get out. Get out of the shop. Security! I'd have a very strict policy, and also if I ran a shop, like, I'd be very strict.
You would. Taking the one AirPod out just to acknowledge the staff member and then
chatting.
Putting it back in, that's no good.
No,
you can't
good.
Do that either.
On show, Ray, after yesterday's toaster talk, I went and got a panini today, but I forgot the cheese inside is always hotter than the centre of the sun from Pather. You got to remember that, Pather. That's a rookie schoolboy error there, I got to tell you. Roasting hot, it'll be, and you know what? Your mouth will be scalded now for the next few days. And lads, have you ever had a rift along the lines of Phil and Holly? Oh, this Phil and Holly business is insane. It's gone crazy. Like, every newspaper, every website, every news outlet has gone, just in the last week, they've gone crazy on this rift. Phil and Holly, on This Morning apparently, are not talking to each other except when they're on camera. But the rest of the time, apparently, they're not friends. Like, and they were famously, like, best pals. He's described her as his rock through hard times and troubles. And now they're not talking to each other, apparently. And it's all falling apart behind the scenes. And yet, they were back on the telly yesterday morning. And back on the telly this morning. But they haven't said anything on the air about it. This is crazy. Because I've dabbled in daytime television.
You have, yeah.
If they were saying something about me in, like, and I'm not just talking about one article, it's everywhere, this rift, this feud. There is no way you wouldn't make a nod or a joke or a nudgy wink towards it.
You'd have to.
Yeah, like, and they haven't. They've done hours now. They did a few hours yesterday morning, and they're on again this morning, and they haven't done any joke about it or any kind of, Asher, let's take an ad break so Holly and I can kill each other during the ads. Do you know?
Because when the stuff happened around the queue for the UK Queen's funeral.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
They did talk about
that
on TV, I think.
They addressed it, yeah.
But there's been sort of a sourness rumbling on since then.
But they haven't done it. It's fascinating. Neil in Sligo, have you ever had a rift along the lines of Phil and Holly? Do you scream at each other during the songs? Every single song, Neil, actually.
I hate your guts!
Look at him. He's priming
standing
himself already.
In a crowded room and I can't see
we haven't spoken since 2006 about that off the air.
Put your arms around me, tell me.
Jess Glynn and Hold My Hands, Today FM, play the music you love. A very good afternoon to you.
Great to be here.
It's great music today and great music all day long. Today FM. So we're talking about German Shepherds this afternoon. Actually, a lot of love for the German Shepherds, or Shepherds in general. Someone texted actually suggested that a Shepherd Collie mix is a good shout. See, the thing is, we've got our dog now, so there's nothing I can do about it until he dies. And I'm not saying anything's going to... That's not a threat. Fred, if you're listening, you're safe. You are our dog. And you're now with us until the end of your natural life. Donna texts. She said, hi, Ray. This is my German Shepherd. Her name is Sheba. She's such a gentle pet. She looks absolutely cool. I would love a big dog. Oh, my God. I urge you, if you think about getting a dog, go and have a look at Dogs Angels Ireland. I follow them on Facebook. And... they or the DSPCA or any your nearest dog rescue. You don't need to go for any of the big brands, by the way. Just anyway, don't start me on that. But they're have a look at the DSPCA or have a look at your local one, wherever, whatever county you're in. There's one pretty much in every an animal sanctuary in every county. But I follow Dogs Angels Ireland, they're called, and they put up the odd, hi, we're looking for someone to foster or adopt a German Shepherd. And every time I'm like, can we? Come on, can we? They look gorgeous. This is Sheba anyway. She's such a gentle pet. It's the little dogs that try to attack her. German Shepherds are amazing pets from Donna. And Anne's, is it Anne that's over there as well? Anne, good afternoon.
Hi, Ray and JP.
Hi.
Anne here from Cork. Oh my God, the most amazing dogs you will ever have. Love them. Moved to a smaller house. Ex-husband got custody of the German Shepherd.
No.
Heartbroken. Said to get a smaller dog. Oh my God, I'd have a million German Shepherds.
It's a very different experience, I've got to tell you. Our little Fred, he's a cockapoo, but we had a... she was like a lurcher. She was a big old dog, Izzy, and she was the best. Honestly, she was the best. I say it to Fred every day. Izzy was a brilliant dog. Here, you listen to me. Izzy was a brilliant dog. Also, Fred thinks he's a cat. I'm convinced of it. And I'm not a cat person. Right, stay on today, FM. Make the cash call in a few minutes. Cash machine call. And Pitbull and Kesha next.
Ray Foley.
Cash call.
With Care Plus, providing home care.
Daniel Bedingfield. Gotta get through this. This is today, FM. Play the music you love. Mark and Loud reference. Hello, good afternoon. Ray's my name. There's JP.
Hi.
So, what have I got? I've got a few things, actually, for you. I've got Lorraine Kelly. I've got The Weeknd, or I've got Seal. What would you like?
Oh.
Lorraine Kelly, The Weeknd, or Seal?
I like Lorraine Kelly. Well, let's go Seal.
Seal. I like Lorraine. The thing I like, I'm not going to go for, but I'm going to go for Seal.
I also like Seal. Now, are we talking about Seal the musician, or the lovable seaborne animals?
Seal has announced plans for a 30th anniversary UK tour later this year. A 30th anniversary. Seal has been around 30 years and his 30th anniversary tour will be occurring later this year. I've already checked. Sorry, Seal fans. There are none as yet, but as usually happens with these UK tours, a Dublin date usually pops up. So if you're a Seal fan, there very well may be a date. At the moment, they're looking at Liverpool, Sheffield, Wolverhampton, Manchester and London. If you want to travel to go and see Seal, he's announced plans for a 30th anniversary UK tour. Here is Seal making the announcement earlier today. That's a person. person.
That's a person pretending to be a seal.
I got that on YouTube. I got it on YouTube and it says seal sound, seal barking sound effect. That's a person pretending to be a seal.
His singing voice is much different.
He's different. I've been kissed by a rose on a...
Ray Foley.
All right, that's enough.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
The last word with Matt Cooper.
Avicii and Hey Brother. This is Today FM. We play the music you love, Bon Tuesday. Good day. Oh, sorry, that's my phone going off, making noise.
Apologize.
Yeah, we were talking about a seal earlier. What were you, JP? We were talking about seal.
Correct, yeah, the singer.
The singer, seal, not the animal. It would be wild if the animal, seal, was announcing a 30th anniversary tour. The tour of dates in the UK. I'm guessing there will eventually be Irish ones. And then I went and got seal sound effects on YouTube. I love that this is I love that some human went, recorded himself going ooh, 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 put it up. How long is this? This is 10 minutes of a guy going I've put it up for people that would then go on YouTube looking for sound effects of a seal, the animal, and they'd click on it, and for a moment you think yeah, that's fair enough. A lot of love for seal out there, actually. 0874 100 102. Dee's been on. She said seal was a staple of Atlantic 252 along with Tanita Tikaram and Eternal. It feels like 50 years ago, never mind 30. It's, of course, a seal celebrating 30 years. No way, radio. Any excuse to bang out the jingles. Hey, how you doing? My name is Rusty Toenails.
I was going to say Rusty Toenails.
Rusty Toenails on the radio. Am I Irish or American? Your seal. Kiss from a rose. Yeah. Do you want to have a go?
No, I'll be useless at it because you've used a rusty one already.
Jack O'Banjaxed.
Hi, hi, hi. Jack O'Banjaxed here live in the afternoon with you. Gonna play some Sting and Fields of Barley on Atlantic 252.
He's got it. He's a DJ.
Yeah.
We're wearing our headphones around our necks, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got inexplicably, even though we're in Meath, we're wearing sunshades inside. That is right. My name is Hunky Dory. Am I hunky or am I Dory? It's up to you to find out, ladies. Now let's play Tanita Tikaram. Yeah. I'd love the chance to do it. We should just do an homage day.
Yeah, you're right. It's a lot of fun.
Right, crack. And who else was texting? Sorry, it was Jeremy. He said, lads, give this a listen. It's Kiss from a Rose, not by Seal, but by Seals. Didn't I play that before? Yeah. That's a seal performing, or seals performing live.
Live.
That's right. Great sound of CJ Lewis and Sweets for My Sweet. playing some Aswad in a few minutes. Yeah. And Ace of Base coming up with All That She Wants is Another Baby. Baby. 22 by 2.
Actually, would this be, would this quote be? I think it's too early. This isn't
this
young enough.
It's
too old.
Yeah.
It's
too old. Yeah. I'm 252. Dory and my good friend is here is
Bandy Legs.
Bandy Legs. Ooh, yes. Sunny Days is coming up after 4:30, but right now, yeah, let's make your sunny afternoon. Houston live, back to back to back to back, 10 a.m.
Clock strikes upon
Whitney Houston and I Want to Dance with Somebody. This is Today FM.
Long Wave Atlantic 252.
Yeah. Hi there, Dickie Tummy on the radio. Giving you a Dickie Tummy. Ooh. Is it wind? No, these DJs are gas. That's right, Whitney, I want to dance with somebody.
Long Wave Atlantic 252.
252, back to back to back to back to back to back.
Long Wave Atlantic 252.
Yeah.
Good times. Good time. Actually, guys, loads of people texting, do you remember the phrase that pays? Actually, the phrase that pays is the exact total on the cash machine. That's what that's the new phrase that pays is the exact total. I can't tell you what it is because we will be making the call. I'm not allowed to say it after 3 o'clock, you see. That's why I give you a little reminder before 3 if you're getting your text message in. This is Today FM. Good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. And there's JP.
How are you?
And Crisis Talks. There's so many. We were talking about this earlier. Holly and Phil. Phil and Holly on This Morning. There appear, this is ITV call crisis meeting following Holly and Phil's This Morning appearance. Their appearance came after the weekend saw a number of rumours that the two hosts had fallen out. And a source said social media is used as a barometer to see what the public think. So they went back on the telly yesterday morning. Apparently all sweetness and light, all smiles. This is in the midst of the reporting that Holly and Phil aren't talking to each other. Back on the telly yesterday morning. I saw bits of it. I thought they were grand. I thought there was maybe a little bit of weirdness, but nothing crazy. The only thing that I, like I was saying, I don't understand is that they didn't make any jokey reference even to it. Like, how was your weekend? Oh, yeah, fine. I didn't get any texts from you or whatever. Didn't get any texts from you over the weekend, and I usually do. Or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Mm. But nothing. And it would be a light enough show to have a bit of crack around that you could kind of go, oh, sure, we're always at each other's throats anyway. Oh, sure, don't talk. An opportunity will always present itself. Oh, sure, we're always killing each other. We're like cats and dogs.
So are you saying there must be a reason as to why they're not addressing it publicly?
They still didn't say anything.
Yeah, it's a bit strange.
Yeah, the fact that they didn't say anything makes me go, what's going on? Loads of articles. This is the Daily Mail has crisis talks as viewers slate awkward Holly and Phil. And they're saying they looked awkward. I don't know if I saw the awkwardness, but then I wouldn't be an expert. After this, a show of fakery, it'll be a miracle if they last a week. This is the Daily Mail. They say it's really fake and false. The Irish Daily Mirror then. As Phil and Holly keep stum on falling out. This is it. No reaction. No. Show's a stretch for Holly and Phil, says The Sun. This is page 9. It's all a bit tense after fan backlash.
Oh, no.
Like I say, I'm not an expert. Do you know what I should do?
What's that?
I should call an expert.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Let me call my body language guy.
Right.
Judy. Should be on 2 there. Hang on. Is it ringing? Hello? Is there anything happening there? Can you hear anything?
Oh!
It's ringing. It was tense, wasn't it?
It really was tense.
Not Phil and Holly tense.
No,
on
we
set,
won't have a falling out over it.
Hello?
Right?
Hello, Judy.
Hi.
Hi there, Ray Foley calling from Today FM in Ireland. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is body TV body language expert and author of 26 books. It's Judy James.
Judy James.
Live on air this afternoon. Hello, Judy.
Hello. Yes, I've just peeled myself off the sofa from watching Phil and Holly for about 20 hours.
So. Oh, really? Would you tape it and watch it back, like, so to be able to make your analysis or make your observations?
No, I'm just sad. I do my analysis and I just watch it for a bit. No, I have to keep pausing the action to write notes and things like that. So
I'd say for someone like you with an insight into body language, and given that these allegations that they're not talking to each other or that they're not speaking, or there's a feud ongoing, that it must be more dramatic than watching a soap or the most tense drama for you, because you get to see everything.
Well, it is, and I think, to be honest, I think after the coronation, when Harry didn't turn up, I didn't get to see Harry and William feuding. I think the public sort of after Blood, and so they've sort of turned their attention on Holly and Phil. But you know, my argument is we're all experts in body language, and I think that people out there that wouldn't call themselves experts, they're still tuning in and watching every little move and nuance and facial expression anyway. It's just that I get to do it perhaps in slow motion and write copious notes about it.
Did you, so you watched yesterday's, have you seen today's as well?
Oh yeah, listen, yes. I've watched the whole lot. Yes.
What have been the big standout, the big obvious moments for you then?
I think for me, I was quite fascinated because yesterday it was very much, I called Phil's behaviour industrial strength perkiness. He was really going for what's called sort of overkill, nothing to see here, you know, jolly, bouncy, really attentive to Holly. She was the one doing the more nervous gesticulation. Her eye expressions look really sad. But then today it was as though they'd had a kind of body language transplant, because suddenly she's the one that's full up with perkiness and joking and gesticulating and throwing her arms around. And Phil, which I was quite surprised by, is actually showing a lot of self-comfort rituals, a lot of fiddling, palm wiping, scratching, putting his finger over his lips as though he's not perhaps wanting to join in. So it was a complete role reversal, which I did find quite surprising.
Do you reckon that's in reaction to yesterday's one, though? That, like, they went into today going, oh, we did yesterday, well, they spotted that, so we'll just do the opposite today. We'll just mix it up.
Yeah, I'm sure people read what I write and then go and do the exact opposite.
That's it. They see what you said in the paper and they're like, oh, change that, yeah.
I bet if we watch tomorrow, they'll be doing strange scratchings and things like that. No, I think actually the hardest thing, and we've seen it for years, is to do what's called a denial performance. Whether what you're being accused of or what the rumours are or what the gossip's about is true or not, if you've got to go and front out and look as though, no, that's not true, everything's fine, it's the hardest thing to do, whether it's fine or not. Even if everything is absolutely rosy, it's so hard to then, you become very self-conscious and it's really hard to play that out in front of the camera. I mean, we've had it for years with politicians when they've been accused of doing this, that and the other, or having affairs, and then they drag their wives out. And the more, it's such a difficult thing to do. So I do feel for them. You know, they've got a difficult enough job anyway, actually.
I was saying earlier, I've dabbled in daytime television, and they used to have me do a thing where I'd have to walk, right? I'd have to take an iPad and walk from a couch to a kitchen counter, Judy. And stop laughing. I'm terrible, okay. Right? And I was unable. Like, I can walk. I've seen you walk.
Right?
I can walk.
He can walk, Judy.
I'm a normal walker. But when you put a camera on me,
yes,
I just can't do it. Do you reckon that's playing into it a bit? That they're like, whatever's going on behind the scenes, it's like, oh no, now we're obligated to look like we've always looked, and it's so much harder now.
Oh yeah, trying to look normal and look as you normally do is so difficult because you're not normally that aware of it. I mean, you walk around without, I would imagine, without really thinking much about what you're doing. But suddenly when you do, it becomes really hard. You see this in court cases when you get people saying, oh, you know, you should look how somebody would normally look, they're innocent, etc. And it's, I could never, ever steal or fiddle anything. When I walk through customs, I've never got anything to declare, but the minute I see somebody watching me, I look like the Artful Dodger. And, it's the pressure. The only thing I would say, with Phil in particular, he's such a professional, you know, I mean, I think they've been doing that show for 14 years. I suppose muscle memory in a way, should have got him through. But it's just been relentless, the pressure over the past few days. So, yeah, I absolutely feel for them.
Is it hard for you to switch off? I mean, do you watch Ant and Dec or Richard and Judy or like on Britain's Got Talent? Do you watch the dynamics between the judges? Like, how do you switch off?
Do you know what the phrase I use is? And it sounds awful. I only do it if I'm paid for it.
You just take it at face value the rest of the time.
So the minute the commission runs out, no, I mean, I used to work on Big Brother, so I used to do very long hours, you know, studying that. But that means when I watch an ordinary program, I don't think about it. I mean, I must admit, I love watching. I'm always impressed when actors can get their body language right. I mean, I'm watching Succession at the moment, and the way that they're doing really subtle eye movements and nuances, they don't look like they're acting. Yeah. I'll be very aware of that because they've absolutely nailed it. But no, otherwise, I just sit back and enjoy it usually.
Fascinating. How do you see this playing out? I'm surprised they haven't mentioned it. I'm surprised they haven't gone, even in a jokey way, like, oh, sure, we're always killing each other. LOL, move on. It's been addressed, but they haven't.
I'm quite surprised. There's all little double entendres flying around. I don't know if you've picked up on them. You know, I think their holiday destination, they were given away, was even to Splits the other day. You know, everything seems to be angled at sort of... I mean, Holly said something about, oh, that made me very emotional. And he sort of said, oh, I can't believe that. So there's a lot of little references going on, but I think in a way you're right. It might have been better if they'd have just fronted it out to the camera and said, look, you know, not everybody gets on all the time. You must know this, you've worked on television. I actually don't know many people that work on television that do like one another in reality.
This is it, yeah. I mean, and particularly the station that I worked on, they're all horrible people.
I heard about that.
They're just
yeah.
the worst version of media. Oh, they're the worst people with the biggest egos, the overinflated sense of self. It's just, it's disgusting, actually, really. And do you know what, Judy James? I'm glad you're finally calling it out here on today FM. Judy, thanks so much for taking the call. Fascinating stuff. And we'll be watching it with interest. Judy, you can follow Judy at The Judy, that's Judy with an I, The Judy James on Twitter. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Cheers, man. All the best. Bye-bye. I never mentioned, actually, JP and I hate each other as well. So true, yeah. off the air. It's like, what you're hearing now, that's the extent of our relationship. Niall, I've got to do the cash machine call in a couple of minutes. Niall Horan, this is Today FM. Strange love falls around you. Niall Horan in heaven. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Very good afternoon. After my broadside against all of the broadcasting talent and staff in Virgin Media Television,
yeah,
I just got a text message from Karen Koster. She said, hey, I'm listening.
Careful now.
Okie Momo. Who was it that sent the voice note in? It was
Tom.
Tom was on 0874 100 102. Tom's over there. Tom, good.
Foley, hey. Listening to all the ruckus going on between Holly and Phil,
yeah.
I would just like to declare upon their potential impending breakup that I am in the running.
This is to take over from Phil, I suppose, is this?
To take over from them.
All right, okay, fair enough.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. Yeah, I did consider this myself, actually, declaring myself in the running to take over from Holly and Phil on this morning, but I didn't want to jeopardise my late chances. I mean, you can't be going for the two job. Still very much declaring myself in the running for the late show, though. I'm in it. Today FM's Red Oren, your song Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley on the afternoons, and it's Tuesday by all accounts. Sorry, I'm a bit I'm a bit laggy.
Yeah,
my connection's dropping out. We're talking about Phil and Holly, and this morning, and the reports that they're feuding, and then their body language on screen. We were talking to Judy earlier on about she's a body language expert, talking about their body language, and it's all a bit, just all a bit sticky and awkward. Ellen's been on voice notes 0874 100 102. Ellen?
Hey, Ray.
Hey.
What about what? Two TV presenters, Phil and Holly, who are just feuding all the time. Like, I'd watch that show. Why do they all have to be friends all the time? Forget that.
That's a good point, actually. They're saying that, Brian texted, actually. He said it's all a ploy to boost the ratings. And they're saying that the ratings will jump now because a lot of people will be watching it just to see, and they'll be looking out for little nuanced glances or looks or even watching every move and body language. So people will kind of be hate watching it just to see if it's real or not. Be glued to it. If you've nothing else to be doing at 10 o'clock in the morning, you'd be glued to it. Sorry, I digress.
Now back over to Phil, or should I say Pill, because he's a doe.
Ellen, I would watch it too. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
What?
Karen's after sending through a voice note.
Karen
Costa's been on. Yeah, I said they've all got massive egos out there on TV3.
You did take a shot at them, yeah.
Virgin Media Television. Well, I've had the misfortune of having to work with them, particularly her, Little Miss Daytime. Little Miss Prim and Proper. Little Miss Tippy Toes.
Butter wouldn't melt, huh?
Oh, butter wouldn't melt. Greg's off at the moment on the 6 o'clock show, so with Brian Dowling and Karen Costa are presenting together tonight from 6.
Hi, Ray. Karen Costa here with my esteemed colleague, Brian Dowling. We were just listening to that Holly and Phil bit, weren't we?
Yeah, and like we love each other so much.
He's the best.
We enjoy working with each other.
Totally.
She's so forgiving as a co-host.
He's so professional.
You are so professional.
Oh, my God.
We have the best time working together.
Best time ever.
Okay, so false.
I think that's recorded. Okay.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, God, no, Karen. Just,
I'm not even. No, I'm not doing.
Like, don't speak to me. Again,
I'm going to call Greg. He has to come back. No, whatever, Brian.
Bring back Greg, yeah.
Ray Foley.
She's not even nice to Greg.
Providing home care for the people you love the most. Careplus.ie.
Say. Poor young fella's got stories to tell, I'd say. Stay on Today FM. I'm playing Scissor Sisters next.
Today FM's cash of 15 to 18 degrees. Today FM news of more on the last word at 4:30.
Is my co-host. What's the Pokemon story?
There's an Irish language version created by a lad on Reddit. Or a woman. Somebody on Reddit.
A person on Reddit has created an Irish language version of the whole show, is it?
No, the games. Did you know the Game Boy games? Remember Pokemon?
This is going back, yeah.
Yeah, Pokemon Red and Pokemon Blue. That's Gurum, isn't it?
So what have they done? You can play the game online, but it's Osqueilge, the texts and whatnot.
You can't play the game yet. If you were listening to the story, you would have heard.
I wasn't listening to the story.
They have to
have
to do a full test.
I'm
of the game.
I'm out the gap. I'm in the loo, like,
yeah, before they can release
lounge.
It.
I'm straight out, like, I'm out of the vending machine out there getting a bag of hunky dories. Mm. That's what I'm doing. Sorry, you were saying?
Yeah, so they have to do a full play test of the game, and if it works and there's no legal issues with it, then they'll release it.
Nintendo are famously litigious. They are. There is someone paying off. There was some sort of do you remember that story about someone had pirated Zelda, the new Zelda game, or was it the last one on the Switch? Someone had pirated it and shared it on whatever the onlines.
Cool.
And no, let me finish now before you go. And Ben,
this is
a fascinating story.
Yeah, yeah.
Just hold your horses.
And there was an award of something like 60 million against this guy, and a certain amount of time in prison.
Nintendo do need the money, though.
Oh, they're stuck for it. Yeah, and they because Nintendo own the Pokemon. So you know that.
Ben, are you still there?
Yeah, I am. Yep.
Good.
Nintendo, 23 minutes.
Nintendo have caught them all.
Just 23 minutes, people.
Go on, I'll let you go then.
You don't have to go, though.
Okay.
It's your choice, Ben.
That's your choice.
No, you can stay. Go, I'll finish the story.
Yeah.
So, he went to prison, and he had, like, millions and millions as well that he was held liable for.
Yeah.
Is Steve-O gone?
No, he's still here.
Sorry, Steve-O. Fair play.
Sort of bang him around the
And did he actually pay the fines, do you know?
No, here's the thing. He didn't have it.
Oh.
So they took everything that he had, and then for the rest of his life, they're going to be taking a portion. Nintendo are going to be taking a portion of this guy's earnings.
They garnished his wages, as they say.
Yeah, they're going to take like 25% or 30% of everything he earns. And if he gets a windfall, they're going to take all of that as well.
And you know, we ran the electricity off the gas and the gas off the electricity, and we ended up saving £50 a year.
And I said, the train set, that's from me. And then Dad said, well, doesn't that bait banner her? It's just an excuse to play this song, really.
I want to be the very best, like no one ever was.
Doesn't that bait banner her?
To catch them is my real test, to train them is my cause.
Isaac, you gone?
Hello?
Just walking down the stairs there. Where are you going?
They've checked out. Where are you going?
Sharon, eyes closed. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray Foley on. There's JP. I never did told you the Lorraine Kelly. Well, there's a Lorraine Kelly on the weekend. Why can't I say Lorraine Kelly? Lorraine Kelly. It's not easy to pronounce.
Lorraine Kelly.
Lorraine Kelly.
You're right, Ray. It is difficult. Lorraine Kelly.
Lorraine Kelly.
Yeah.
Lorraine Kelly has announced she's taking on a huge new career venture away from her popular ITV morning show. The ITV host took to Twitter to announce she's set to release her debut novel. It's titled The Island Swimmer. The book is due to be published in February next year. Forget announcing her new novel. How is she pronouncing her new novel?
And give me that name again.
The Island Swimmer.
The Island Swimmer. Okay. But she's Scottish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to do the accent?
The Island Swimmer.
Yeah.
Because she does Lovely Mum quite well, Lorraine Kelly.
Hmm.
The Island Swimmer. The Island Swimmer.
The Island Swimmer.
The Island Swimmer. The Island Swimmer.
You never hear a bad word said about Lorraine Kelly.
I'm writing a book. I'm writing a book. There she is pronouncing, announcing. She's writing a book.
Okay.
I'm writing a book. I'm going to be an author.
An author?
Aye. Do you want the weekend story while I'm at it?
Yes.
The Weeknd, you know the musical artist performer?
Familiar, yeah.
He's revealed that he will be reverting back to his birth name from pop persona.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah. He has used the moniker The Weeknd since 2011 after spending more than 2 years releasing music anonymously on YouTube. Last month he asked his adoring fans whether he should change his name on social media and the vote was yes. So from now on, he'd be known as Monday to Friday.
Did you see it coming? Did you see it coming?
I tell you, we spotted that a mile off. We catch you on telescope. This is Amy Winehouse, Today FM. Becky Hill and Sigala with Heaven on My Mind. This is Today FM. We play the music you love today. That's our show. I'm happy with that now. I'm happy with that show. That was a good little show.
Pleased with how it went, are you?
I'm pleased with that. I'd give it a good 5 out of 10.
Whoa.
That's
okay.
Andrew, that's them's some pretty good numbers.
I'm sure true.
I mean, for us.
You're a tough crowd, you know that.
For us, 5 out of 10 is a good score. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today, though, sadly. Sadly, time eluded us. Father Time stabbed us in the inappropriate place to stab someone. Everywhere. You can't stab anyone.
There's nowhere you're allowed to stab someone.
In 2023, you're not allowed to stab anyone anywhere now.
It's crazy.
It's gone beyond
the joke.
Game's
gone, right? Game's gone.
We didn't get to do I Don't Feel Like Ted Dancing.
Yeah.
Where I Don't Feel Like Dancing group Scissor Sisters tell us they've never been big fans of cheer star Ted Dancing in I Don't Feel Like Ted Dancing. And we didn't get to do Pokemon Homes, where Pokemon Homes. Do you know?
What?
Pokemon Homes.
Has the 5 out of 10 gone down to a 4 out of 10?
We're plummeting. Mm. Where former This Morning presenter Eamon Holmes reveals his massive Pokemon card collection in Pokemon Homes. Maybe we'll get to that on the radio tomorrow. 2 p.m. Great news. Matt's on the way next.
Ray Foley.